and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and thanks to James Stroud and Sheldon Ehrlich, and a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me. We have music by Beethoven, Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez in a three-guitar arrangement, music by Villa-Lobos, and we'll hear an interview with mandolinist Avi Avital, who talks about his recording of Bach's Violin Concerto in D minor. We'll start with Elliot Fiske performing Bach's Lute Prelude in D minor, BWV listing 999. Fisk opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Bach's Lute Prelude in D minor, BWV listing 999. Mandolinist Avi Avital has made an all-Bach recording, which includes the Concerto in D minor, BWV listing 1052. Avi Avital spoke about his approach to Bach's music.
Yeah, the Bach recording is the first of three albums that I now released on Deutsche Grammophon. The first one was Bach, and the idea behind it was provoke the question, the statement, forget everything you know or you think about the mandolin. That was a little bit the effect that I wanted to have with recording Bach. Bach's music is divine, and it goes way over an instrumentation or an instrument, and the music itself is so powerful and divine that I believe it works perfect on any instrument, and of course on the mandolin, and that's why I chose those pieces.
Thank you.
Mandolinist Avi Avital and the Potsdam Chamber Orchestra in Bach's Concerto in D Minor, BWV Listing 1052. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez for guitar and orchestra is among the most beloved pieces in the entire guitar repertory. We'll hear a version for three guitars recorded by the Omni Foundation featuring Marcin Dilla with the Kupinski Guitar Duo.